Welcome to the John Lovey News Daily Update podcast for April 15th, 2024. I'm your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Do you want to invest in conflict and war? I might have an ETF for you. According to Reuters, the Van Eck Defense UCITS ETF, launched at the end of March 2023, is up about 20% and has reached $560 million in net assets within a year. Merrick's Group PLC has announced the launch of its initial public offering, IPO, of ordinary shares. The IPO consists of 15,384,615 ordinary shares, with 25% offered by Merrick's and 75% certain selling shareholders. The underwriters have been granted a 30-day option to purchase up to an additional 2,307,692 ordinary shares. The estimated price range for the IPO is between $18 and $21 per share. Merrick's ordinary shares are expected to trade on the NASDAQ Global Select Market under the symbol MRX. Barclays, Goldman Sachs & Company, LLC, Jefferies, and Keefe, Brunette & Woods are acting as joint lead book-running managers, with Citigroup, UBS Investment Bank, Piper Sandler, and HSBC serving as book-runners, and Drexel Hamilton and Loop Capital Markets as co-managers. Apex Fintech Solutions, Inc. has completed the first-ever account transfer using the latest messaging protocols set by the National Securities Clearing Corporation's NSCC's Automated Customer Account Transfer Service, or ACATS. This milestone, achieved through Apex's API-based account transfer service, enhances information exchange between broker-dealers. NSCC plans to decommission ACATS legacy messaging in October 2025, and Apex's account transfer service is built to support this transition. It offers benefits such as real-time testing capabilities, leading to shorter testing cycles, and assists financial intermediaries and NSCC members during the transition period. The Wall Street Journal offers a video today titled "The Lawsuits That Could Shape the Future of AI and Copyright Law," with the subheadline, "Artificial Intelligence is Quickly Evolving, but Copyright Law is Still Playing Catch Up." A lawyer breaks down three of the biggest cases to explain how the law is evolving with this technology. Step into the world of commodities trading by participating in the Commodity Futures Trading Challenge from the CME Group, starting on May 12, 2024 at 5 p.m. Central Time and ending on May 17, 2024 at 12 p.m. Central Time. This challenge offers the chance to learn and compete against peers for cash prizes of up to $2,500. Register today to refine your commodity trading strategies and explore the benefits of commodity futures trading in a simulated environment. During the challenge, participants will have access to exclusive daily educational videos filled with valuable insights to enhance their trading skills. Don't miss out on the opportunity to test drive your trading strategies and come out on top. Register today with the link in today's newsletter. CFTC Chairman Rostam Benham is set to deliver a keynote address at the 2024 Europe-US Symposium on Thursday, April 18, 2024, from 3:35 to 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at the JW Marriott Hotel in Washington, D.C. A new report titled "Defaulting on Development and Climate, Debt Sustainability and the Race for the 2030 Agenda and Paris Agreement," presents the findings of an Enhanced Global Debt Sustainability Analysis, or DSA. This analysis aims to estimate the extent to which emerging market and developing economies can mobilize the G20 recommended levels of external financing without jeopardizing their sustainability. According to the report, out of 66 economically vulnerable economies, 47 compromising a total population of over 1.1 billion people, will encounter insolvency issues in the next 5 years if they attempt to scale up investment to meet climate and development goals. The research was conducted by Debt Relief for Green and Inclusive Recovery, or DRGR, a collaboration between the Boston University Global Development Policy Center and Heinrich Böll Stiftung and the Center for Sustainable Finance at SOAS, University of London. Learn more and access the report with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were SIBO's David Howson talks product innovation and international expansion at FIA Boca Conference from John Lothian News, a video from our FIA Boca coverage. Bitcoin options expiry worth $1.5 billion sets 69,000 max pain price from Cointelegraph. And Bitcoin derivative metrics suggest $70,000 is here to stay from Cointelegraph. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's another video from our FIA Boca coverage. Catherine Clay, Global Head of Derivatives at Cboe Global Markets, discusses vision for unified derivatives franchise. Catherine Clay, the Global Head of Derivatives at Cboe Global Markets, recently shared insights into the strategic reorganization of the company's derivatives operations in an interview with John Lothian News at FIA's International Futures Conference in Boca Raton, Florida. This discussion was part of the JLN Industry Leader video series sponsored by Wedbush. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, America's Corn Belt bristles at $8 billion lifeline. When executives in 2021 announced plans to build the largest carbon capture and storage project in the world beneath the heart of the U.S. grain belt, they thought the pitch was a compelling one. The venture, which soon gained the backing of energy billionaire Harold Hamm, would catch, transport, and trap emissions from ethanol plants in the upper Midwest, allowing the corn industry to compete in lucrative new markets like low-carbon jet fuel. My comment. Farmers can be difficult to deal with, especially when you're messing with their land. Here's another story. This is a press release from Marex Group PLC. Marex Group PLC announces launch of initial public offering. Marex Group PLC, the diversified global financial services platform, today announces that it has launched the initial public offering, or the IPO, of its ordinary shares. A total of 15,384,615 ordinary shares are being offered, 25% of which are being offered by Marex and 75% of which are being offered by certain selling shareholders, the selling shareholders. In connection with the offering, the selling shareholders have granted the underwriters a 30-day option to purchase up to an additional 2,307,692 ordinary shares to cover over allotments. The IPO price is currently estimated to be between $18 and $21 per share. Marex's ordinary shares are expected to trade on the NASDAQ Global Select Market under the ticker MRX. My comment, good luck to Marex with the U.S. IPO launch. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, the Cboe wants to, quote, debunk, unquote, some zero DTE myths. Zero problem options? As H.L. Mencken, Upton Sinclair or William Jennings Bryan was said to have roughly quipped, "It is difficult to get someone to understand something when their salary depends on their obliviousness." On an unrelated note, here's a take from the SIBO. That's from the report the dominant U.S. options exchange just published that aims to set the record straight and debunk some of the myths surrounding zero-day to expiry options, or zero DTEs, derivatives that expire the day they're written. My comment: the last time I was debunked was when I was rolled off the top level of a bunk bed. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Several of our most read stories from Friday were part of the Financial Times April edition of FT Wealth, a special section on philanthropy and money management. Our top story was FT's The New Radical Rich Who Can't Wait to Give Away Their Fortunes. Second was a tie between Bloomberg's Risk of 1987-style Meltdown Sparks Ruffer's Record Cash Bet and the Financial Times' Hillsdale College, the conservative model for education. And third was a tie between FT's How Asian Philanthropists Are Donating More and Differently and FT's Investing Through the Eyes of a Child. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: U.S. UK to ban exchanges from dealing in Russian metals. The move, meant to further squeeze Russia's revenue, comes amid inflation concerns. The U.S. and U.K. will limit trading of Russian aluminum, copper, and nickel on their metals exchanges in a bid to deprive Moscow of a key source of revenue, a move coming despite concerns that rising commodity prices could fuel inflation. The U.S. and U.K. on Friday announced they are tightening a clampdown on Russia's metal trade with the London Metal Exchange and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the world's leading metals exchanges, by no longer allowing trade in new aluminum, copper, and nickel produced by Russia. The next story is also from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: America's bonds are getting harder to sell. Record issuance raises worries that debt sales will exacerbate volatility. A series of weak auctions for U.S. Treasuries are stoking investors' concerns that markets will struggle to absorb an incoming rush of government debt, a sell-off sparked by a hotter-than-expected inflation report intensified this past week after lackluster demand for a $39 billion sale of 10-year Treasuries. Investors also showed tepid interest in auctions for 3-year and 30-year treasuries. Behind their caution lies a growing conviction that inflation isn't fully tamed and that the Federal Reserve will leave interest rates at multi-decade highs for months, if not years, to come. The 10-year yield, the benchmark for borrowing rates on everything from mortgages to corporate loans, finished the week around 4.5%, near its highest levels since touching 5% in October. And then lastly, here's a story from the Associated Press. The headline: the U.S. and U.K. restrict the trade of Russian origin metals. The U.S. and U.K. will begin restricting the trade of new Russian origin metals, including aluminum, copper, and nickel, on global metal exchanges and in derivatives trading. The announcement is meant to follow up on the Group of Seven Nations' commitment in February to reduce Russian revenues from metals, as its invasion into Ukraine has dragged on for more than 2 years. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform upon which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian. Thank you.